This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He is Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, my favorite all-time offensive lineman in Browns history. Hi, Doug. How are you?
Okay, until you get Joe Thomas on the phone next week.
Joe would be like the younger version of that. I'm sure I could find some other offensive linemen that I would say the same, but not, no, Doug, I really feel that way.
I appreciate it.
All right, Deke, are you ready? I mean, are you ready for some football? I know we didn't have any preseason and things have been limited, but are you ready?
I'm ready. I mean, it's obviously going to be a different type of year. I mean, doing the games from home that are on the road, and it's going to be a challenge, I think, you know, for, you know, everybody to pull it off. But, you know, that's what the game's all about, you know, just going and, you know, finding what comes up and hits you next.
Doug, let's get right to your area of expertise. What do you think of the offensive line additions? How's Conklin looking? How's Jedrick? And what do you think about Wyatt Teller starting at right guard?
Well, I think, you know, obviously Conklin is an established pro, and I think, you know, he reminds you of a kind of a right tackle version of Joe Thomas with, the, you know, the technique and everything. As far as Jedrick on the left side, you know, there's a learning curve. I mean, you just can't expect the guy to go over there. We knew that when they drafted him, but, you know, they'll find ways to help him out. You know, they can put him in a two-point stance, which makes it a little easier in pass protection. And, you know, you can put a tight end on his side or, you know, have the running back chip, you know, until he gets, you know, settled in over there a little bit more. You just can't do that over the course of training camp, you know, when you don't have the number of off-season practices and things like that. So it'll be a work in progress. And as far as Wyatt Teller, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how he goes. I mean, everybody talks about Jedrick, you know, but Wyatt has not, you know, played a lot of football either. And hopefully, you know, we'll get Treader back, and you know, the offensive line. You build your offense around your offensive line. If they can, you know, run block, you know, that's great. But the key is always pass block or pass protection, and that requires five guys to, you know, playing together.
Hey, Deke, I want to go back to something you said at the beginning, that you'll be calling the games from home. So are you in studio or are you at the stadium? Where
we'll be at the stadium. We'll have the national TV booth for the away games, and then for the home games, because the coaches have to social distance, they will be in a different booth, so they'll take over our radio booth since both of them are side by side.
So do you get the big, like, I don't know if you've seen how baseball's been doing it, but the baseball guys and the hockey guys were like this too. They had gigantic screens in front of them that would give them the same perspective as if they were in the booth on there. Have you seen your setup at all? I mean, do you even know?
Well, no, we haven't seen the finalized, because there's been a little bit of a battle over getting an all 22 view. You know, you want to, you know, for the play-by-play guy, when you set the board for when they come out to the line of scrimmage, you know, you don't always see all 22 players. And the NFL finally has, you know, said, okay, we'll give you the all 22 shot. So you'll have the TV monitor, and then you'll have a different view, hopefully.
Huh. Interesting.
Doug, did you watch any of the game last night, Texans and Chiefs?
Yeah, they kind of picked up where they left off. I mean, there's something about, you know, not having the crowds there in Kansas City and things like that. It makes it kind of a different game, you know, because that stadium, when you pack it, is a pretty noisy stadium. But obviously, Kansas City is a team that, you know, is on the roll.
The only thing that didn't go well to me was Andy Reid dealing with a face shield. Other than that, things look normal.
Well, you know, Andy Reid is, you know, they talked about it during the game, is one of those coaches that I think every coach in the NFL was happy to see win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He's a class act.
And I'm wondering, I can't wait to see what he does next week. I'm figuring he's coming out in a cloth mask, Doug, because that thing did not work. I don't know how the guy saw his sheet through all that fog last night. That was impressive.
Well, you know, there's a lot of obstacles to overcome, and obviously, you know, you kind of learn on the fly now, and it's going to be interesting. I mean, you sit there and you say you haven't played any exhibition games. You haven't had a lot of contact practices. So, you know, I told somebody the other day, it's the old Forrest Gump theory. You know, life is like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get.
Hmm. Hey, Deke, what, as far as Baker Mayfield's concerned, and we've said this before, Jeff and I both have, it kind of feels like the Browns did everything they could to put him in a winning position this year. Just can you touch on that and what expectations you might have for Baker Mayfield this season?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, obviously Baker was embarrassed by, you know, what happened last year and the number of interceptions he threw. And that's the one thing, you know, when you have a good, strong running game, that, you know, should help your pass protection and, you know, help your passing game. And, you know, there's times he took risks that he probably shouldn't have. And, you know, unfortunately, I don't think because of the injuries to Jarvis and Odell during the course of last season, they had a lot of chemistry developed. You know, they probably, you know, just one of the front office staff said, they probably, you know, caught more passes in the games from Baker than they did in practice. And, you know, your offense has to gel by, you know, playing together and getting a feel. I mean, the offensive line, you got the five have to play as one. But, you know, the same is true of the passing game. And I think, you know, there were a lot of things that were just out of sync. And the other thing is, I don't think there was, a great relationship in regards to game day between Freddie and Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator. It just didn't seem like they were always on the same page.
Doug, I look at the linebackers and I think, all right, the coaches, the front office must know something or see something in Jacob Phillips and Sione Takitaki and some of the other guys that we're not overly familiar with yet that maybe we're not looking at on paper. To me, it's an area of concern. Are you concerned about the linebackers? Should they have brought in a veteran free agent or two? Or because to me, that's what I'm going to be really watching on Sunday. What does this crew look like?
Well, yeah, it's an, you know, area of concern. Unfortunately, you know, the injury to Mac Wilson kind of, you know, shifted things a little bit. Although, you know, Mac only had a year under his belt. But, you know, you're playing a team that set the NFL rushing record last year, you know, in the Ravens. So you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a lot of run, and, you know, they do a great job of it. They, you know, Greg Roman, their offensive coordinator, was the assistant coach of the year. And, you know, he did a nice job of incorporating, you know, not only Mark Ingram in the backfield, but, you know, what they do with Lamar Jackson, because, you know, that's unique. You know, they always say, Lamar Jackson is a system quarterback if the system fits the quarterback, and he's done a great job of making that work.
Deke, how much of an advantage will it be for Jedrick Wills the fact that there won't be any fans in the stands? Like, can you walk me through what it's like for a first-time offensive lineman playing in their first game and having the crowd all over them and maybe seeing things in a different world? I don't know. These guys played big-time college, so I always wonder about that. But, you know, I was listening to somebody earlier this week going, man, that's a big advantage for the Browns, the fact that, or especially for Jedrick Wills, that the fact there won't be any fans in the stands.
Well, you know, the communication of hearing, you know, calls and things like that, the problem, you know, obviously is, you know, the opponent. And what the Ravens did in the offseason, they went out and got a couple defensive linemen, because last year, if you remember, you know, we ran the ball very well against them when we played them over there. And, you know, I think Nick Chubb had 180 yards, and that's how we were able to beat them. But so they went out and they got Calais Campbell, and they got Derek Wolf. And those are two veteran defensive linemen. Then, you know, in the draft, they got Patrick Queen, the linebacker, and, you know, they've been missing that linebacker, you know, you know, for quite a while there. It's not what the Ravens or Ozzie used to put together there, and so they had to upgrade it. But yeah, for Jedrick Wills, I mean, he's probably going to see different guys, and the Ravens do a lot of blitzing. They like to put a lot of pressure, you know, on the quarterback. So he's going to see some things that, you know, he didn't get to see via the practices or the preseason games. And, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, hey, I always tell guys, you know, playing tackle in the NFL, it's like a boxing match, and if you start to lose, you turn it into a street fight.
Doug, early impressions of Kevin Stefanski and his other 28 members of his coaching staff?
Well, I think, you know, it's, you know, last year we went over to Indianapolis to, you know, play against the Colts in practice game before the scrimmage, and it was all about, you know, being physical and, you know, not stepping back, you know, and just being the more physical football team. But I think, you know, with Kevin, it's more of a cerebral game. You know, they have brought in a fullback. He likes a lot of tight ends. And I think what you'll see is a lot of different, you know, formations in the game plan, to the point that, you know, you're hoping not only to beat them with the skilled players that you have, but, you know, make a hesitation for them to think, you know, okay, they're doing this, but, you know, while they're thinking, you're running the play and they're a step behind.
Deke, thank you very much. Looking forward to hearing you on the call right here on 92.3 The Fan on Sunday with Jim Donovan. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.